the Eastern Gray Tree Frog. Eastern and Cope's Gray Tree Frogs are identical in appearance. Both range to just over 2 inches long as adults, and have large sticky toe pads that allow them to climb on just about any surface. Both have granular, almost warty, moist skin, a light-colored spot below each eye, and bright yellow to orange coloration mottled with chocolate brown or black on the normally concealed inner thighs. There is often a large, irregular, star-shaped dark splotch on the back, but this can come and go, and some individuals are uniformly whitish, light gray, or some shade of green. The overall coloration of any one frog can vary considerably and often matches the color of the background, whitish to gray or charcoal if the frog is resting on a tree trunk, or pale green to dark green on foliage. A gray tree frog can change color dramatically in a matter of minutes. Tree toad is another name commonly used for these tree frogs. Eastern gray tree frogs have only been found in two areas, northeastern Kentucky in Boyd and Greenup counties, and just west of Fort Knox in parts of Meade, Hardin, and Breckinridge counties. Eastern gray tree frogs mate and lay their eggs from April through the middle of August, and they do so in small ponds, ditches, and temporary pools, including water-filled tire ruts. The eggs appear in small, thin, floating packets and hatch after just a few days. And within 8 to 10 weeks, the tiny froglets begin to leave the water. Where the ranges overlap, Cope's gray tree frogs and eastern gray tree frogs sometimes use the same breeding pond, but the calls of both species are easily distinguished by pulse rate, where they are calling together. Sometimes we hear intermediates. These are probably hybrids. The voice of the eastern gray tree frog is a very pleasant, rolling, melodious trill, lasting about a half second. The pulse rate of the trill is slow at lower temperatures, but speeds up as the temperature rises. And most individual males pause for 1 to several seconds between calls.